Here in Anchorage, our typical date is April 12th, and that's when, our snow depth goes down below 1 inch. Fairbanks, about 10 days later, April 22nd. And then as you go, you know, farther north, say Nome and Kotzebue, even McGrath, we're going to go into the month of May. McGrath, May 1st, Kotzebue, May 18th, Nome, May 9th. And then farther south, down in, say, Juneau and even down the southeast, our continuous snowpack is much more variable. So it's a harder concept to tie down for places where the snowpack is less continuous.
But for the rest of the state, is it pretty standard every year, or does it vary a lot?
It can vary quite a bit. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. Of course, how much snow you get throughout the winter. But most importantly is how much snow falls at the end of the winter and during the melt season. So once our sun angle gets pretty high up in the sky, the snow melts really fast, even with cold temperatures. In fact, once you get to about April 10th or so, snow depth decreases by like 2 or 3 inches a day. So it goes fast.
And what does that date, that snow melt-off date, mean for climate?
So it's really important for a number of reasons. Our plants, our trees, they can't start their green-up process until that snow is gone. Our ground frost can't start to thaw out until that snow is gone. And then with a warming climate, we're actually seeing that snow melt-out date move a little bit earlier in the season. And this is important because this is also our driest time of the year. April is the driest month of the year in Alaska. May is the second driest month of the year. And if you melt that snow out earlier, you're actually going to really increase your wildfire risk. Because you're going to have all this vegetation that hasn't greened out yet. It's very dry, lots of sunlight. And so it's really a concern long-term about a fire acreage early in the season.